Michael Libby and Insight on Business, the News Hour, is supported by the Iowa Association of Business and Industry, the premier business organization moving Iowa forward, iowaabi.org. And by Taro International, expert employee training across many disciplines is critical to productivity. Learn more at taro.com.
Hey, welcome back to the News Hour. Thanks for hanging out with us on this Thursday afternoon. With us in studio is Chris Grunewald. He is the president and chief executive officer of a company called Spotlight Innovation. Spotlight Innovation is located in West Des Moines. And Chris has an interesting story about how he works with intellectual property. Chris, welcome to the News Hour. Good to have you here.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Tell us just briefly, what is Spotlight Innovation as a company?
Well, we're a classic incubator. We help universities throughout the Midwest develop and incubate their healthcare intellectual property that they've invented at the university level. And we help develop it, get it into the government process, and through, you know, phase one, phase two.
And phase one, phase two of?
Of the FDA approval process.
Got it. Okay.
Phase one is, you know, generically, you prove the safety of the drug.
Sure.
Phase two, you prove the efficacy. And then phase three, you prove that you can mass manufacture and distribute.
Now, what I think is interesting, Chris Grunewald, ladies and gentlemen, is our guest. We're talking about his business. It's called Spotlight Innovation. What I think is interesting is the fact that universities do literally thousands and have thousands and thousands of programs going on of intellectual property that they have all over the place. But you specialize on the pharmaceutical side?
Correct.
Okay.
We look at mainly infectious disease and cancer therapies. What you'd be interested to find out is most states get about $100 million in federal money to develop healthcare technology. Obviously, states like New York, California, Texas, sure, Florida, and Ohio get more money for obvious reasons. But here in the Midwest, we're actually more productive than the coast. You might
That doesn't surprise me at all. That's a Midwestern ethic, isn't
exactly.
it?
Exactly. So for every $1 million, we produce 4.4 pieces of intellectual property at the university level.
Mm. All right. When we're talking about this intellectual property that universities own, I guess, why can't they take it to market themselves?
Well, the foundations that own the property at some point are really focused on the invention and the novelty, going after leaps and bounds, and they don't want to spend the time, you know, the 2 to 3 to 5 years that it takes,
sure,
to go through the government process.
And as you're shepherding, who owns this at the end of the day? I mean, are you purchasing from the colleges and universities the intellectual property and then reselling it? Or tell us how that works.
Sometimes.
Okay, yeah.
Most of the time, the universities will retain ownership if the federal government's paid for the research.
Got it.
It's the Evan-Dole Dole-By Act of 1985 established that. And but oftentimes, you'll form a partnership with the university,
mm-hmm,
and contribute capital in kind. So the universities will contribute in kind services, you know, data storage, office space, lab space, people, and then also, of course, the intellectual property.
Sure. You know, one of the things we're visiting with Chris Grunewald, ladies and gentlemen, the company is called Spotlight Innovation. This is really a company that's kind of flying under the radar, isn't it?
We are.
Yeah, you do. Yeah. I mean, but, who heard of you guys, right?
Nobody.
Yeah.
No, it's fun. Today is my fourth anniversary. So
congratulations.
I didn't know that until LinkedIn told me. So
yeah, well, you know, sometimes LinkedIn doesn't quite get it right either.
Yeah, correct.
Just so you know, I have had numerous new jobs that just pop up on my LinkedIn. I don't do that. Anyway, we are with Chris Grunewald. His company is Spotlight Innovation. How many of the universities here in Iowa do you work with?
Right now, we've worked with the University of Iowa primarily.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But we have a full-time guy Mike Rasak. He's on our website, www.spotlightinnovation.com. And Mike is full-time vetting the universities, vetting and interacting with them and looking at the technologies. We see quite a few deals.
I would imagine you do. So I'm really curious as to how this all works. Do you guys just kind of stroll over to the university and say, hey, what are you guys working on? You know, or do they contact, I mean, do they contact you?
Well, we just got back from San Diego at the Autumn Conference.
Okay.
It's the Association of Tech Transfer Managers.
Everybody's got an association.
Yeah, right. There's 1,500 universities that are represented there. And, you know, ultimately, there's only a handful of companies willing to partner with universities at the preclinical level.
Sure.
And so we're relatively rare.
Yeah. Well, you would be, because you're taking a great risk, aren't you?
Well, we don't really look at it as a risk. It's a development process, and we're really focused on that. We've been doing it for a long time. I've been in the industry for 15 years.
Oh.
And we also go back to other universities and partner up with the development process.
Sure.
We have a development agreement with the University of Emory, for example. And so they're able to throw scientists and bench scientists and lab rats at a problem at a far lower cost level than we can.
I'm sure. And once you do help them transition that intellectual property from the foundation or from the university, then what happens? What happens? Do you help shepherd it through the FDA?
Yes.
Okay.
So, like I said, we get into the development process. When you get to the end of the development process, you file what they call an IND, and that begins the government process. And then you get into phase one. You have to recruit patients. You
sure.
recruit a hospital. You establish protocols, and you begin testing and validating the science.
Over the past couple of weeks, we've had numerous stories about the high cost of pharmaceuticals. Some areas where pharmaceutical companies are raising the price of their already produced drugs by 2, 3, 4 times a year, and some companies are using distribution. We just had that story earlier today, how they're using distribution squeezes to make sure that generic companies don't get their hands on enough pills so that they make a generic copy of it, even when it's out of a patent. But it does cost a lot to go through all of this on the front end, doesn't it?
It does. It does.
How much?
Well, it's a $3 to $5 million process before you know that you have a real drug.
Wow. That's for many of the pharmaceutical companies anyway, that's kind of chump change, isn't it?
Yeah, that's why they have a bigger pipeline.
They do have a bigger pipeline, but somewhere along the line, this stuff, this intellectual property that's created by the University of Iowa, for example, has to get to that point. How many projects do you see in a given year that you'll take a look at and say, okay, maybe we'll run this one?
We see probably 5 to 10 deals a month.
That many?
Yeah.
So there's a lot of stuff going on.
There is. I mean, each state gets $100 million, so you figure that, you know, it's been going on since 85.
Yeah.
And so they're well established at using that money. And, you know, there's just not a shortage of tech out there. We really have – the shortage is being able to harness and get through the process, the government process, get through the development process. And that's where we sit. That's what we focus on.
Yeah, and you're the guys that have done that time and time and time again. So you've got a track record to be able to take this thing to market.
Yep.
Interesting. Yeah, you know, who knew that such a thing existed? I guess many of us just figured that, yeah, I'm a pharmaceutical company and I'm going to go out and purchase intellectual property someplace that somebody else has done and then move on. But somebody's got to be there to shepherd this across and kind of be the middleman, if you will,
absolutely,
to make it happen.
And the pharmaceutical, you know, the big ones, you know, they have a cost threshold where they don't want to go, you know, below, you know, X millions of dollars, you know, say you know, $50 or $100 million value proposition, or it's a waste of their time.
Sure.
But that leaves a lot of room.
Interesting. Good stuff. Chris Grunewald, ladies and gentlemen, has been our guest. We've been talking about his business. Who knew that it existed? It's called Spotlight Innovation, and they are based over in West Des Moines. Chris tells me he's originally a Warrior from Waukee, right? There you go.
Absolutely.
Why not? All right, good stuff.
Haven't heard that in a while.
Well, that's all right. You know, we all age, but we're every once in a while we like to be reminded of our former life when we were young, right?
Right.
That's a good thing. All right, Chris Grunewald's his name. We will have all the contact information on the podcast and the blog. And, yeah, learn some more about what goes on with intellectual property at the University of Iowa when it comes to drug manufacturing. All right, we're going to step aside. We've got the Wall Street Report coming up. We'll also take a look at the commodity numbers and the Iowa 25. All that yet to happen before we get into Lance Hansen and the real estate market here in the greater Des Moines metro. This is Insight on Business, the News Hour.
She stood there bright as the sun on that California coast. He was a Midwestern boy on his own.